This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Thank you, Lucius. We're live at the Globe here, right inside the north entrance. The Rangers toy drive is going to open up through the team store here, just right down here in a little bit. And you'll be able to exchange a toy for a 2025 Rangers game day ticket, get some autographs, and maybe fellowship with us as well. We appreciate you, Tolo. And here's Eric Chiafalo. With some basketball.
I don't know. Broadus has that look.
No, man.
In his
eye. Mike Bassick is part of the autograph group today.
That's true.
Jared Sandler and, man, all the guys. It should be some fun.
Star studded from top to bottom.
Yep.
All right. Sands will have the longest line.
We'll go ahead and cut the lights out here at Globe Life Field, the House of Champions. We'll put the kids down for that afternoon snoozer. The G Bag Nation's going all 56 inches around that rim.
Rain dance.
You just look at me now and know something's on my mind, right?
It's always a special occasion when Mark Stein reports that Dirk Nowitzki is close to finalizing a deal to join Amazon Prime Video's NBA coverage next season. More Dirk on the television.
I'm here for it, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is exciting.
Yeah,
aren't you
baby.
Guys pumped about this? I don't know. I'm like, is this studio work you envision? Maybe jumping on a little. I mean, we
the money's too good.
I envisioned him playing guitar. Like, he mentioned in his retirement, he was just going to wait for his next passion to hit. I did not anticipate that being television
it's
in
like
any
pickleball.
Way.
I think he's loving pickleball.
Pickleball. He loves tennis. Obviously, as a kid, he was really good.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe he's exploring.
I loved any time he jumped on with the Mavs broadcast.
I know.
Shut it down. Let's go home.
Iconic. It's
legendary right there.
Yeah, I think he could be one of the couple versatile pieces. Like, hey, you could hop down during the play-by-play.
He can have fun with those guys.
Yeah.
He's a fun guy.
He is.
Yeah,
he's a
fun guy.
Great jokes.
Yeah, and he sees...
Timely punctuations.
You can see how fun it can be doing this stuff, like when you watch the TNT guys and everything. And so I'm sure he's like, you know, I wouldn't mind getting in the mix on that. You're going to pay me quite a bit, and I'm going to have some fun. It's obviously not going to be the same, but hey, it doesn't have to be stiff, starched pregame stuff.
But is it really fun when they get to the playoffs and put all of them at a card table and try and talk about how to break down
a
game?
No, that's an awkward pairing. Gretzky, is that what you're thinking about?
I'm just thinking about any one of these
A-Rod.
Times.
He's talking about being big in a small space.
I'm talking about they got seven guys at a card table, like on the top of an exit, you know, at the stadium. They're all like
that is
trying
weird.
To make a point, you know.
No, they're all
they don't need to be in the stadium.
I would be. Let me go be remote guy. You know, I don't want to be at the card table with you guys. Let me go stand somewhere else or something.
Well, you'd be having a handle of vodka in your backpack, you know.
I'll tell you what, man.
You'd be making the most of
it. Hey, being in this baseball stadium makes me just so excited about spring training here in a couple of months.
Where's the vodka, huh?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, hey, watch what happens when you'll be part of this year.
I'm excited. I was having, I was right where I needed to be.
When the Dodgers roll into town, we roll it up.
Good catch, Walt Chuck.
That's FOMO.
That really was impressive, Walt Chuck. He was almost going to declare that being at Surprise Arizona hammered with his buddies watching baseball would have been
more fun.
More fun.
If I could teleport for like 3 hours and teleport right back, it would have been clutch.
You wouldn't even give us the full five that day?
No, just, you know, I had to be there.
Got to be on for dinner.
What we learned is we need more, actually, if you're going to show up, because Eric and I just went right through
ours. I'll just bring my solo handle. We'll be good.
Yeah.
We'll be gravy. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mavs lose last night. Any big picture? Are we nervous about these Thunder? I think it was just
a good ball team.
The Thunder played about as well as they possibly could. I mean, look, their defense is legit. They clearly addressed the weaknesses in their series with the Mavericks, with the rebounding, with Hartenstein. And you can see the difference Caruso made. But not having P.J. Washington was huge. I think that will help even out the boards. And the Mavs were pretty sloppy. And Luka probably had his worst game of the season.
Yeah. Yeah,
one
I mean,
of his worst ever.
Statistically shooting, I mean, it was
2 points in the first
really,
half?
Really bad.
It was awful. Yeah, it was hard
and you were
watch.
Still hanging tough in the first half because you were knocking down some serious three
and
balls.
SGA is just, like, there were times I thought Clay was actually having decent defense against him. I was like, Clay, you're trying. But
yeah,
SGA
nobody can really
just,
stop him.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, we might have an SGA stopper on the way. If you look at Bovada's odds to land the New Orleans Pelicans all-defender.
What?
Herb Jones.
Oh, okay. Herbie.
Come on.
Mavericks are the favorite, plus 350. Then it's the Grizzlies, the Bucks, the Rockets.
How did we get the favorite on this one?
And the Lakers. I don't really...
A lot of chatter probably amongst agents and GMs right now. I don't
they're
know.
They're big Maxi Kleber fans there in New Orleans.
Yeah.
What do they want?
They want picks. They want picks and Hardy, probably.
Picks and Hardy.
The Hardy party?
I mean, after watching last night's game, I might be like, hey, can I get that Omax Prosper guy you guys are messing around with over there?
He's pretty athletic.
Doing
a lot
things.
Of promise on that guy. It would not be the first time I've seen a guy come in raw and in a couple of years working with dudes like God Sham God, the ball-handling expert of the Mavericks, all of a sudden have something. You know, I think the work that the coaching staff does is second to none. I was hoping you were going to say Brandon Ingram, and that would have been, you know, insane.
Yeah.
But Herb Jones would be fantastic. That's what Tim Cato told us they need last time he joined us, you know, an elite on-ball defender.
Yes, I'm so glad you brought that up because that's what I thought of as soon as I saw the odds.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm going, this is literally the Tim Cato vision for this team. And I think that's a pretty respectful vision right there. And he only makes $13 million this year, $14 million the next year, $15 million the next year.
Wow.
And he's 26 years old right now. He's a first-team all-defense kind of guy. And he's not useless offensively either. So, I mean, this would be like as close as you could get to really trying to recreate Derrick Jones Jr., point of attack defender. And how bad did you need that last night? Every time you go down the court, the Thunder are just glued to your guys, and then it's completely the opposite when the Mavericks are there. The perimeter defense could probably use some help, and this would be a guy that would go a long way in doing it. He's on the cheap. and he's super young. So, like, I would be all in on this. I know it's not the superstar name, but that's not what this team needs. You got those. You've got Luka. You've got Kyrie. You've got Klay Thompson. That's not what we're here for. We need glue guy championship dudes who understand their role, versatile, athletic, young enough, cheap enough. The question is, like you said, the compensation. You throw in Maxi Kleber to make the money work, and then, yeah, do you want Hardy? Do you want Prosper? I don't know. I don't know what the draft pick situation would be, but they're going to want some of that. That's a rebuilding team. So, I don't know. This is going to be a commodity. This is like a guy that every championship contender is going to be looking at going, I could use this guy. This is 3-and-D wing, all defense, athleticism on the cheap, super young.
Not only are you getting elite on-ball defense with Herb Jones, but he's the kind of guy that has that Jrue Holiday trait. While he's paying attention to his guy, he's keeping the corner of his eye on the entire play, and he just comes out of nowhere. Bang, you're in transition.
You know,
the steals. The locking down the best player. I mean, the job Quentin Grimes can do. You know, some of those possessions last night against SGA, I was just like, good Lord, this guy is quick and strong. You know, but you add more size to it and equally lateral quickness with Herb Jones, then we're talking about it. I'll give him an extra first rounder if they take Klay Thompson off our hands in this exchange.
There you go. Hey, and if you want to just get a picture of what Pelicans fans feel about Herb Jones, when you go into the comments section on the trade rumors and he's the headliner,
you have
Pelicans fans that are commenting, if we lose Herb, we riot. Herb stays forever. Trade Herb and I'll never watch another game. Hell no. Trade Herb and watch how fast I somersault off this fandom. If the Pels trade Herb, I'm also out on this team. I'm giving up my season tickets if we trade Herb. He's a fan favorite at the highest level.
You know, last time the Mavs made a run in 2021, was that the conference finals trip? You had guys like Dorian Finney-Smith on the perimeter, and you're like, okay, this guy can defend really well, and he can make corner threes. Herb Jones can finish at the rim. He can shoot threes. He is an above-average passer for a 3-and-D type of player. The court IQ is high.
This is exciting. Crazy.
The reset's the favorite. The betting favorite to land him is the Mavericks.
That's right.
That's tremendous.
Yeah, so we'll see. I don't know how often the odds-on favorite to land a player actually hits, but it was cool to see that the Mavericks are...
We need this to will this to happen.
I know. Now, elsewhere, you have the Golden State Warriors putting out feelers. They're looking to get a trade for a veteran piece, one last ride to Steph.
And they started so well, and now they're kind of sputtering.
Yeah, yeah. They're looking at LeBron. They're looking at Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler, no thank you. I'd rather have Herb Jones on the Mavericks than Jimmy Butler. The Rockets are a team that Jimmy Butler was thinking about. The Rockets GM's already come out and be like, yeah, thanks, but no thanks. Not doing that. But Golden State veteran team, this obviously Jimmy Butler being a super veteran player, and he's on the final year of his deal. Doesn't look like LeBron wants to go. Of course, LeBron has a no-trade clause, and he's given no indication he wants the Lakers to do anything but upgrade the roster that they've got. Doesn't seem like he wants to go anywhere, but the Warriors are down for some LeBron James. The kicker is, too, though, of course, you got to know, the throw-in, the sweet
Bronny.
You got to take Bronny.
Okay.
And that has been reported. Wind horses all over this thing.
Has been reported. That's not just a joke.
No,
okay.
No, that's serious.
All right.
I asked a guy over at the Mavs about Herb Jones. I said, Herb Jones, helpful kind of guy. He goes, for every team in the league.
Thank you.
Yeah. Great leader, too. Like the vibes that OKC has, he's going to give you that selflessness.
I'm in, man. Whatever we have to do to make this happen. I don't know much about Herb Jones, but you guys got me sold on this one.
Yeah. Final Mavs nugget with P.J. Washington. They're 15-4. Without him, they're 1-5.
Oh.
There you go.
P.J. and
poor piece right there.
Not just a good player, a great player, an elite role player, P.J. Washington. Appreciate this, man.
Yep.
Okay, it is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at the Rangers Toy Drive here in Arlington. Look at that line. It is out to the 7-Eleven now. Get a toy. Get to the stadium. Exchange it. You get a free Rangers 2025 ticket. For an individual game, and you'll get access to autographs and all the ballpark fun that they have in store for you here. Okay, when we come back, Wolchuk, what are we doing?
It's the NFL News of the Day. Do we know the Giants' next quarterback? We got Players of the Week, and a former Mav is now an NFL owner. That's next.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.